Yes, a nice cold beer on a Thursday night. You know, I know Audioboo has a huge UK listener group. Frankly, everybody I listen to pretty well. Not everybody, but a lot of people in the UK. And it's a place I've only ever been to a couple of times. One of the things I miss about the UK is the pub culture. It's something I really, really like. And it's something that we don't really have here in Australia. Not the same way that you have it over there in the UK. We do have pubs, but they don't have that warm, comfortable atmosphere where mates just hang around together and drink pint after pint of good ale. We have pubs here, and they're all right places, but they're nothing like the UK. Well, sitting in my local as we speak, drinking a schooner, which for those of you in the UK is a little bit smaller than a pint. It's 15 ounces, whatever that is, when you metricate it, I'm not sure. Yeah, of 150 lashes. By James Squire. Very good boutique. Well, it's not boutique, but they make very good high-quality ales and beers and lagers. And hipster beers, as I like to call them. Here in Australia, we've got the hipster culture doing really well, and one of the things is the whole beer microbrewing business. And beer prices, as I've whinged before, I particularly whinged about them after I came back from Berlin, because beer in Germany is staggeringly cheap. But at the moment, beer prices here are getting sillier and sillier. This beer here, I pay only $5 for tonight until 7 o'clock, and then it goes back to normal prices, which, because I'm in a pub, is probably only about $8 or so. But I can go to a lot of places in Brisbane, and I'll pay $9, $9.50. Yeah, it's not cheap. It's expensive, actually. And part of it's hipster prices, as I call it. Yeah, not good. Anyway, I'm sitting here. I often like to drop in one day a week and have a meal. They have a bit of a discount night, don't they? They get a decent fish and chips or a steak and salad or something like that for $10, and I can have a beer or two until 7 o'clock, like I mentioned, for only $5. For $20, I can have two beers and a decent meal. It's a break. It's a nice change. It's not something... Oh, hello, everybody. Yeah, my name's Ian. Welcome back. It's not something I traditionally have done in my life, mainly because I haven't had the resources, I haven't had the money. As a matter of fact, I saw online how to save hundreds of dollars every year, and I went through the list of seven or eight items, and things like take your lunch to work and don't buy coffees and all sorts of little things like that, like use public transport or walk, or, well, I ride a bicycle, don't I? Basically, I do everything on the list. One thing I can do is I'm exceptionally frugal when I need to be. And I've learned how to live like a pensioner. And I'm really good at it. I've often beaten myself up thinking that I'm really crap with money. But I've realised I'm actually not. I'm actually really, really good with using the money I have, using the resources I've got. I'm exceptionally shrewd, and I'm very good at making the little bit I've made over my life go a long way. Like, I built a house for $50,000 mortgage, and then the little bits and pieces I earned over the next 5 years added to it. And I end up finishing it. We ended up owning it outright only, 6 years after we started building it. And we owned the property outright before we started building the house. And that's because I've got the skills, partly, and also very frugal and shrewd with how I use my resources. I am like that. I'm very good with money, as it turns out, which has really surprised me. What I am crap at is generating the income. I'm really lousy at that. But these last couple of years have been much better for me. I've been earning a pretty good income and a regular income. And that's been part of the problem historically, as I've had irregular income. A regular income is a rarity for me. These last couple of years is the longest I've worked at one place since I was an apprentice, since I was 21, 22. So between that age and virtually my early 50s, I've had sporadic income my whole life. All things considering, I've done pretty well, other than that one little glitch a couple of years back where I nearly lost it all. Oh, here's my fish and chips. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here. I'm going to have a feed and got my iPad and I've got it tethered to my phone because I've cancelled the 4G, 3G card that I've got from my iPad, so it doesn't work in here. So it's all right. I can have it attached to my phone and that works. And I up my data for my phone so that I only have one device now when I'm out and about, and that works just fine for me. I'll get another SIM for the iPad if I really need it, if I'm going to do some travelling, but for the next, I don't know, months or so, I'll be fine. Anyway, I just thought I'd drop in and have a little chat. Yes, this is good. This is a good night out for me, nice change, but hey, if it was a good country UK pub, it would be thronging with people and it'd have a much richer, better atmosphere like I've experienced in those couple of trips to the UK. One of them was with friend Nick, who, as it turns out, is here in Brisbane at the moment. I'm going to catch up for coffee with him on Saturday. And I mentioned to him on the phone when I spoke to him today that it doesn't really matter if I only have a short time with him, because I really hope I manage to get to the UK and Europe towards the end of this year. But we'll have to see how the year pans out if that was to happen. So that's what I'm up to. Hope you're well. Take it easy, everybody. Chippies. See ya. Bye-bye for now.